Okay, Rabbi, so we're in Chavis Halvavis. Shah Yichud HaMaisa Perek Hey. We've been here for a long time already. This is a long, classic Perek. And we're still in the middle of discussing the Yetzer Hara's assaults. So what the Yetzer Hara was working on now is hitting us in the ego. Kavod. He wants to take the value of our avodah down a notch by getting our attentions focused on the people around us and trying to let them have a glimpse. We're trying to expose the things we do to them so that we can get the added benefit, besides pleasing Hashem, also get the added benefit of impressing people, people's admiration, people's covet, etc. So, we're going to continue the different points that he's making to try to counter this feeling. So he goes on now and he says, "Umawa ilamaze." You know, I'm going to preface this with something. I had a high school teacher. I did a year plus of formal high school until my father sent me here to Eretz Yisrael. And what do I have from that? What I have left from that is a couple of gems of wisdom or lack of it from the, I have the like a year and a month of that. I can't like three, four incidents that remained in my mind and that provided me with certain hashkafic lessons. So at one time, the history teacher, I think it was a history teacher, who said that you guys don't appreciate your insignificance. You don't appreciate your insignificance. He said, think about it. How many names do you know from the 1600s? How many names do you know from the 1600s? Three, right? So he said, there were millions of people populating the world. And that's what you are now. You're the same as all the anonymous people from the 1600s. You're a tiny sliver of history that is going to be, you are now, 300 years down the line, you are John Doe from the 1600s. A little bit of a depressing thing at the time. I was a little bit depressed about that. And I don't know exactly what message he was trying to get across to yeshiva boys at that age. Okay, so Chiyun, whatever the case is, there actually is a point of value in that, because at the time I was like, ooh, that doesn't sound very good. But the truth is that what is the response to that? What's our response to that? Our response to that is that in the Hanami, my place in this bigger scheme of this world is not what interests me. That little sliver that I'm given is enough to gain me eternal significance in a different realm, right? And that's really what it's all about. So here the Chavis HaVavis is going to make that point about COVID. Covet, you're interested in covet, you're interested in gaining recognition in this world. Now think of it in those terms. Here's the time to apply that reasoning. When are you going to gain recognition? What's that going to give you? Think now, 300 years down the line. Who will have heard of you, right? What covet will, how far will it get you already? So look how he expresses it. He expresses it like this. Ma'o Olam Hazeh. What already is Olam Hazeh? Afilo im yifshat zichroi bekulei. Even if my name spreads all around Olam Hazeh, Uma Midas Yomai, and how long am I going to live already? And again, we're talking about the big picture. So like you said, yeah, think of it in those terms. When you think about your significance in Olam Hazeh in terms of your she'ifa to gain yourself a name in Olam Hazeh. So what are we talking about? Again, we're talking about a little sliver in history. Meaning, how long am I here for already to enjoy that? Considering the broader scheme of billions of years. We don't necessarily believe in billions of years in the past, but we do believe in billions of years in the future. So what do you want to gain? You're talking about your existence for billions of years. That's what we're talking about. And you want to also gain another 60 years of recognition for those 60 years, and after that, it's just forgotten about. So, כל שכן שזכי לא יבוא בו חלק קוטה מחלקי היישוב, כשיגדל ואיפשע. And add to that, that the truth is, even if I do get that covered, how far is it going to reach? How far is it going to reach? It's going to spread around the neighborhood a little bit, right? So we're not even talking about all of Earth. We're talking about the people in my shul thinking I'm who knows what, right? And...
Mickey Mantle.
What's that?
Mickey Mantle.
Who? Mickey Mantle.
So, you remember him.
So
maybe people in China, I never heard of him.
Oh, that's a very harsh of a point you're making. We think, you know, when we do have somebody famous, we think, oh, wow, this is a person who really gained world fame. But like you're saying, how many millions of people are there in China? They never heard the name, right? You know, so think of it the other way around. This was a point that Reb David Kaplan made, a very geschmack point, when he was once speaking to a crowd of university students, and they were talking to him about the narrow mindedness of the from community, right? How they're just, you know, enwrapped in themselves and they completely don't know what's going on in the big world out there, right? So he said, Rabbi Isai, can anybody tell me what the name of the premier of China is? Nobody knew. He said, Rabbi Isai, here's an open-minded bunch, part of the big world, and here we're talking about the country with the largest population in the world. You guys are living in a dark corner. Right? So it's, yeah, like you're saying, it's all a question of what you consider the big world. Okay, that's a good point. So now, and even as far as I do get my name out there, it's going to last for a small amount of time. And then, like that teacher of mine said, you're going to end up being like some John Doe from the 1600s. Vamar Akasuv. Vamar Akasuv. The Pasuk said, I'll just note something interesting. This is actually an inspiring point. Even the people whose names did get around, let's say somebody like George Washington. There's a man who did get a lot further than that little time that he was here, right? His name is still world famous. Until today, maybe they even know about him in China. I don't know, Mickey Mantle not, but George Washington, maybe we know about Mao. So, but is there anywhere in the world, anywhere in the United States, where George Washington is mamish mentioned on a daily basis? I doubt it. I don't know. Maybe there is, but is it where like he's a part of daily conversation? Is there? Not that I know of. Even in history classes, so he has his place, but not busy with George Washington every day. But look, the covenant of Torah, even in Olam Hazeh, you have people from 400 years ago, 500 years ago, who are mamish mentioned countless times on a daily basis, right? I don't know, is there such a phenomenon anywhere else? Of people, what's that? Abaye Verova, right? The Shach and the Taz, the Chazanish, of Moshe Feinstein. What? What's that? Oh, okay. People who have made, I hear, people have made contributions in specific fields of study, and those areas are still being studied. I hear. What's that? What's that? I hear. True. That's true. Right.
Religious communities. Religious communities there are always talking about people that have lived 50 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Well, I don't know about the Muslims, but many of them, religious communities are those who will. Because
that's true.
They recognize others. They recognize.
That's right. That's right. That's a good point. That's right. So the truth is, this isn't such a fundamental Ashkafic point that I have to claim exclusivity. If it turns out that there are others, it's fine. But it's just an interesting point to note. Whatever the case is, we're coming back to our discussion. We're saying that you want covered. You're going to make your efforts to get that covered. you don't have the means of pushing your name all around the world. The people whose names did spread all around the world, it wasn't because they made an agenda out of getting their name out there, right? So what's it going to be already? And how long is it going to last already? The pasuk says, people are just hevel. It's very quick, fleeting. Right, his spirit departs, he goes back to the ground. You become a part of the big, great recycling system, and that's all. The early ones are not remembered. So I'm going to give this focus. So again, it sounds depressing, but it's actually not. It's just giving us the right focus. Put your efforts into the place where it will be eternal, where it will be big and forever. Right? So the families of the earth, that's where it is. It's about everybody spends most of existence as part of the recycling system, and you get a little sliver to actually be active, right? But other than that, you're basically part of the you know, the system of the decay and food, etc., etc. So therefore, in King Tewud Nafshi Boy the Kavanis, they'll say, love if I, you know, you give me that little sliver that you're not going to be part of the recycling system. I'm going to get myself all busy with that. That would be a big mistake on my part. Let me put my efforts into the place where I will be everlasting and in a very significant way. It was said about one of the pious, Shaom Alachaveroi. That he asked his fellow, Hanishtavesa, have you become the same? Have you become the same? So Omaloi, so he said to him, Be'ezah Inyan, what are you talking about? So Omaloi, what I mean is, Nishtave Be'inecha Shevach Vagnus, have you got to a place where it's the same for you, whether you are praised or belittled or denigrated? That both hit you exactly in the same way, meaning both just bounce off you. He said, no. I appreciate a compliment and I don't appreciate denigration. So if so, you haven't really gotten, reached the goal. Hishtadel. Try harder. Maybe you'll reach this level. Because that is a very, very great goal for the pious. So, obviously, this is something very, very big. And I don't know if this necessarily has to be our immediate goal, to get to a place where we're mamish affected by a compliment in the same way that we're affected by an insult. But what we want to get out of this is the understanding that, you know, if we enjoy COVID, I don't know if that's the first thing we need to be working against. It's not what he's talking about here. He's getting on to that. But his main point was, don't allow the Yetzirah to turn your focus toward that. Don't allow the Yetzirah to turn your efforts toward that. And he's introducing us, he's exposing us to the highest of levels, where a person gets to a place where he mamish, an insult and a compliment, bounces off him in the same way, because both mean nothing to him. He's so focused on, what does Hashem think of me, that when he hears of what a person thinks of him, it just bounces off him. What's that? This is, seems to be a bit different. It's definitely in the same Tchum Shabbos. I mean, it's in the same, it's in the same general parasha, but it's a bit different because this is about tuning people out. This can actually take the form of a person who's very strong, right? It's about tuning people out. It's not so much about Anova. This is, again, they'll come together, but tuning people out is a different sugya. People's opinions mean nothing to me, neither positively nor negatively, because my focus is completely somewhere else. Right? Bevigda Miller once launched into one of his unpopular tirades about Zionism. And in the middle of the shiur, somebody yelled out, Rabbi, drop dead. So he looked up without missing a beat and he said, that'll be the last thing I'll do. Then he continued on. Like, without missing a beat, cool, calm, collected. That was how he responded to these things. Or, you know, his classic response always was when people, you know, he said things that provoked people. And he'd always look up calmly and say, you don't have to agree with me, but then again, I don't have to agree with you either. That was the standard. That response that I just said, now that'll be listening. I tell you, that was a miser. But the standard was, you don't have to agree with me, but I don't have to agree with you either. Right? It didn't, no effect. Okay. Oh, right. Right. I think that he actually brings that later on. Yeah, the Chavis Halvavis. He brings that later on in Shah Kniya. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll stop here for tonight. I'll do. Come to you.
Thank you.